Hello, hello, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am back. Last week, we had my boyfriend, John, do an amazing heavy version of The Rib. And if you missed that, you should definitely check out the podcast. Our website has changed a little bit, too. So I found it a little confusing, but the podcasts are still available if you click on the schedule. There's a little symbol where my show is, The Rib. But you should definitely check out that podcast. And I've got so many up there. There's a lot to look through. Anyway, I have a lot of stuff coming up today, too, so I'll just get to it. I was just buying my tickets for the Ligeti concert, which is on Friday at 2 p.m. at Christ Church Cathedral. It's part of the Music Festival Vancouver. And there's an Arvo Part concert today at 5:30 there, the same place as well. And I'm going to miss that, I guess. But anyway, Ligeti, can't miss it. It's his piano music that's going to be performed. It's going to be crazy. It's like running a marathon, playing his music. It's like running a marathon. My feature for today was actually played. One of the tracks was played on John's show last week. But I decided that seeing as they're pretty cool and they're from Vancouver, I thought, well, you know, I think I should feature a lot more of the album just so people can really get to know these two. It's a duo. They're called Horde of Two. And this new album is called Guitar and Bass Actions. So it's their debut album. They're called, what's their names? David Lester plays guitar and Wendy Atkinson plays on bass. But they have some pretty creative techniques. Last week, John played a song where they were playing with knives on their instruments. It's called The Knife. So they have some of that going on. They also have done some improvising to movies with the sound off, you know, some get the creative juices really flowing. So I'm going to start with a track from this album, and I'm going to start with the first track, actually, because it's called August. And hopefully I can use this to remind Mother Nature that it is, in fact, August, and that we would really like some more sun, because I'm losing my tan, and I'm not too happy about that. So here's the track August by Horde of Two. Thank you. Welcome back. And yeah, that was Bjork, believe it or not. And sorry, I actually went to go see her perform in Deer Lake Park, I think it was last year, and she did have that brass ensemble with her that you heard. And they had some pretty cool costumes, some pretty cool instruments too, like ones that are just like touch sensitive with a big screen. I don't even know what it's called. It was awesome. She played a great show. So this is from her new album, Songs from the Volta Tour, which just came out, and performed live at Olympic Studios. That was the track Vertebrae by Vertebrae. Next up is another track from our feature. And the feature, if you're just catching up, is Horde of Two, Guitar and Bass Actions. They're from Vancouver. And the track I'm going to play next is Conversation in a Berlin Train Station, because I just spent last week in Seattle to see Sun. And at that concert, which was super fantastic, I was with a couple of friends of mine who actually are moving to Berlin, and I probably will never see them again. So I thought, hey, there's Berlin, and I thought I'd play that. So let's see. Wendy's playing here on double bass and piano, and David's playing on piano this time instead of guitar. So let's check this one out.
Thank you. Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
CITR is proud to support Olio Festival and Mint Records at the Enza Club on Friday, August 14th. Check out The Choir Practice, The Wit Sundays, Kellerissa, and Apollo Ghosts. That night, the Enza Club will also feature paintings by Ronan Boyle. And if that's not enough, there will be Watermelon at the show. Come check these great artists out on August 14th at the Enza Club. To pick up your Olio Festival passes and check out the entire lineup, visit http://olio-festival.com.
All right, welcome back to The Rib. Okay, so before this, you just heard the Chicago Underground duo. I don't think I've actually heard this whole album yet. It's called Axes and Alignments. So the duo is Rob Masurek, Chad Taylor. They're out on Thrill Jockey. This was put out in 2002. Let's see. In Praise of Shadows, their most recent one. I think... No. They have some stuff out also with the trio and a quartet as well. So there's lots of stuff to check out by them. I really like their stuff. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say. I'm going to move on to play another track by our feature, Horde of Two. This one is called Stockholm. I'm going to stick to the Germanic theme. You'll see, I'm not going to stop there. It's going to keep going, so stick around. Thank you. Okay, so like I said, we're going to keep to the dramatic theme. And next, we're going to play, I'm going to play, something that I actually had at my house. And I was looking for something to play, and I've been really getting into recorder and playing recorder recently. So this is Blockflöten Musik der Avantgarde, performed by the Wiener Blockflöten Ensemble. So it's like a recorder music for the avant-garde. Basically, they're trying to bring back recorders because no one has been writing new music for recorder, apparently. And for the past, like, 150 years, it's all, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like, Baroque kind of stuff. So this is totally different. This is an improv on the second side, and it's 13 and a half minutes long. It's from 1973. Actually, it says it's from 1973/1974. So I'm going to say that it's not an improv and that it's a composition by George Mittermeier. Yeah, see? And on top of that, I'm going to have my friend Nicole and some wonderful people who are in the station with me right now, namely Jasper Circus and Owen Ellis, do some artistic stuff over top near the end. So, a surprise for you and for me.
I have been...
Hello, Q. It'll play. It's just on the middle part. Thank you.
Dazzled in pink powders, confetti hanging from their horns, women in jeweled color saris, bundling baggage balanced on their head. Beyond strawberry farms into crowded markets stopped by corrupt cops, to the old polo pitch, horses in red sand throw that hammer, mist unfolding across the field sides. Into enchanted woods, mysteries of silent trees and fabled mossy forests, down cultivated ridges beyond plateau streams, crimson soil, empty moonstone pit wells, questionable monsoons. Where have the rains gone? Songbirds, articulate melodies, sheets of lightning skipping between sweeping gray black clouds, covering coverage unlimited. Fireflies and glowworms sneaking through the cracks of windows, entering the house, set the roof aglow like stars, a flame of fire. Bodies, their bodies, carcasses litter the floor in the morning, collected by troops of marching ants, waste pickup in the early hours.
Thank you.
fortunes laid another hand to permit fools unforgivable reign. Dig trenches to the underworld's little bodies down the lanes. Five lined up in a row. The product of our intellect is a paper trail of waste. The product of our intellect is a paper trail of waste.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Okay, so hope you liked that, our impromptu poetry reading.
A lot of psychedelic drugs.
Next up, I'm going to play another track from our feature, which I just realized is on the record label called Smarten Up and Get to the Point. They're called Horde of Two, if you're just tuning in. Guitar and Bass Actions is the name of the CD, and this track I'm playing is called Lost Lagoon, actually on Thursday, I had a few friends or people I know go on a bit of a psychedelic journey and ended up swimming in Lost Lagoon, which is not a good idea. I think the park ranger was standing there waiting when they got out, and they were like, oh no, were we not supposed to be in there? And he's like, no, you can technically go in there, but... Ugh. Anyway, they lived, as far as I know, and one of them is now in Berlin. So here's Lost Lagoon! right, I forgot to tell you what's coming up for the rest of the day. I'm going to be playing some BBC at 5, and then at 6 o'clock, sorry, 5:30, Career Fast Track is in here with Philip D. Sunday Night Dreams, Jolly John Tanner is just setting up right now. Radio Free Gack at 7:30, The Jazz Show at 9. Okay, next up, I'll be playing a track by Sam and the Plants. It's called Herbane Beer from the new album called The Eft.
Security for election.
That was by Sam and the Plants. He's from Lancashire in the UK. Pretty original songwriting, and the label is Twisted Nerve Finders Keepers. I'm going to play, I think if I can fit them, a couple more tracks. These are by Szilard Mazi. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that properly. I really probably am not. But he's a Hungarian composer and violinist, well known for his jubilant pounding rhythms and vibrant melodies. I wrote that. A lot of his music is published online. Actually, I think all of his music is on his website, which is fantastic. More people should do that. His website's called szilardmazi.net. It's like S-Z-I-L-A-R-D-M-E-Z-E-I. The first track I'm going to play is called Female Boxing. And it was released, I guess, I don't know, 2007 by his ensemble. And then if I can fit it, I'll be playing a chamber piece called Hep 7B. And it's bass clarinet, contrabassoon, and piano. This was written in 2008. But first, here's female boxing, and that's going to be it for the show this week. Next week, I'm going to have a really cool feature. It's a DVD. Wait, can I play DVDs on this computer? Anyway, it's something from something that was performed at UBC at the end of April this year by a student of music there, and she did a multimedia expose. It was fantastic, and I have the DVD, so I can play the sound from that. Anyway, here's the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
bbcworldservice.com. We have news on the hour, every hour,